To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of yellow and purple flowers amongst green grass and shrubbery in the foreground of the coast of Monterey Bay. It comes to us from a friend who is in the midst of a West Coast vacation tour as they began in Seattle, Washington, went through Oregon, and now made it quite a way south to be in Monterey, California, all in a matter of a few days. It's amazing how far we can go in such a short time, and I myself will be in awe of the quantum leap that travel can provide as I begin my vacation slash honeymoon at the end of the workday today. Yes, thank God it's Friday, and thank God for all that He has done in our lives. This morning I am rejoicing over so much because God is good, and He wants us to appreciate what we have and where our life's journey has taken us. First of all, I am ecstatic that Podbean resolved the problem I was having with the podcast. From what I can surmise, Podbean must have instituted some measures of data protection that they didn't have in place previously because tech support indicated that there was, quote-unquote, a soft limit to the amount of data we could upload, which they could expand in an instant. My guess is that a system update put in this soft limit on all Podbean accounts to make sure the people with free Podbean accounts weren't uploading beyond this soft limit. For all of those free users that reached this soft limit of uploading, they were being introduced to the choice to pay for an unlimited plan or choose not to upload again until next month. It is my guess that this was Podbean's corporate efforts to make their systems more efficient and to, quote-unquote, make them pay. Well, I did pay, and when tech support responded to my second trouble ticket, did they not get the first one? The matter was resolved almost instantly. This whole mini-drama points out how big a role that technology can play in our lives and how it can be a blessing because of the benefits it brings to our lives, but how it can also become a curse when the technology doesn't work. You have to love the irony that surrounds the fact that often when we take steps to fix a problem or to improve things, it sometimes leads to a whole host of problems that we didn't anticipate. And there seems to be an adjustment period where there is turmoil until we get the kinks worked out. Thus is life, a series of problems and our efforts to correct them. As my pastor once said, in life, we will be remembered as either someone who fixed problems or as someone who was a problem. I am far less of a problem than I used to be, and I now endeavor to help people with their problems by sharing what I have learned through the various trials and errors of my life and the lessons I have learned from the Lord about who I am in Christ and how to live according to His ways rather than mine. When problems arise, sometimes our efforts to fix them can frustrate us more than the problem itself, because our minds, wills, and emotions seek to impose our desire to control the situation when we can't. One lesson we may learn in life, which has some truth in it, is that if we get angry or upset and complain, that someone will fix it. The more we make a stink, the more people will rush in to resolve our problem. However, I think people who utilize this strategy often enough will become people we will remember as people who were a problem. These self-centered, self-important demanders of satisfaction make a nuisance of themselves. And even though they are difficult, nasty, and somewhat immature in their imposing of their will over situations, they somehow get their way. Not only that, but they will also preach to others the wisdom of being pushy and will tell you all about how nice guys finish last. Pushers of self-interest will even use Jesus' parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18 as a proof text of how we are to be persistent to get what we want. I would point out that while our faith demands persistence, Jesus' parable of the persistent widow, or also known as the unjust judge, was teaching us that, as Luke 18:1 tells us, men always ought to pray and not lose heart, which indicates a dependence on God not on our self-sufficiency. And that is the persistence that I would encourage people to walk in, the one that relies on God and expresses the fruit of the Spirit. Some of the fruits of the Spirit are peace, goodness, kindness, patience, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control is not being controlling of other selves. Being a whiny, complaining, demanding person and exhibiting kindness, gentleness, goodness, and patience in a genuine fashion are hard to imagine coexisting. Although I could imagine some wolves in sheep's clothing who think they can pull it off. Careful, Christian Karen or Carl. Jesus Christ didn't demand justice and he didn't defend himself. He suffered ridicule and scorn and allowed his rights to be violated right to the point of death. Jesus' life and death showed that he walked the walk as well as talked the talk, as his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:38 through 48 spoke of valuing others more than ourselves, suffering persecution, and loving our enemies. So, when the almighty me rises up in our spirit to demand satisfaction, we should pause and look at ourselves to see if we are a person looking to fix a problem, or if we have lost our goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and self-control to the point that we have become a problem. Man, it can be a fine line between persistence and pushiness, but as someone who had to walk through more than one season to overcome major obstacles in my life, I can tell you that for the big problems, you can push, complain, and cry all you want, but that strategy won't move the mountain before you. No, for the big problems in life that can take months or years to overcome, you have to let that stuff go and put your eyes on the horizon and take steps toward the light of resolution, even though there will be miles to travel before you are out of the darkness. What do you do with these problems? What do you do with that? Well, that's where you learn what real persistence is. That's where you learn what patience is. While you certainly can have moments of anger and outrage along the path, it's best to let them go and keep your eyes on the prize and grow in the fruit of the Spirit by walking and talking with God. That's what Jesus was teaching us, to always pray and to not lose heart. And man, I can tell you, when you overcome, when you get free, when that mountain is moved, or when you emerge from the valley of the shadow of death, you will know the wisdom in doing things God's way. Not only will you have the joy that you will be able to recall and revisit to empower your walk for the rest of your days because you have been delivered, but you will have the peace that comes from knowing that you did it in God's presence and according to the Lord's directions. You took the path less traveled. You did things the way God would have wanted you to. And even though it was not easy, and even though you suffered along the way, because of the Lord's presence, strength, and wisdom in your life, you have made it through. So, be persistent in prayer and don't lose heart by relying on the Lord and His ways rather than on the ways of the world that, quote-unquote, work, but compromise who you are as a child of God and a representative of His kingdom. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 119:125, and it says, "Give discernment to me, your servant, then I will understand your laws." Today's Bible verse speaks a simple request to the Lord to give us discernment to understand God's laws. Okay, I would just like to remind those of you who are legal analysts out there that our walk with the Lord is not a matter of rule-keeping. It is a relationship. Also, as I have stated before, the concept of law should be understood to be instruction, a divine testimony of how we should live our lives. So, the psalmist in this verse is basically praying to the Lord for discernment and understanding on how they should live their lives according to His ways. The psalmist is requesting guidance on how to walk in the Spirit. I would like to point out that the ways of God are spiritually discerned, which means that the truth of God's word, the experiential eureka moment impact of spiritual discernment, comes from the Holy Spirit revealing it to us. So it is important to ask the Lord for his wisdom in an attitude of continuous prayer. Part of seeking the Lord's continuously in our lives is continually asking for his help and guidance in the things we should know and do. The living revelation of the Lord that comes from the Holy Spirit really testifies to the presence of God in our lives and the progressive nature of our faith. Suddenly, a Bible verse that we have read several times before becomes meaningful to us in a way that it wasn't before, because the Holy Spirit is revealing it to us. He is giving us discernment and understanding as we seek it. The Lord loves us, and he wants us to get to know him more. So when I say keep walking and talking with God, I really mean it. Now you know what to talk about. Ask him to give you discernment and understanding of his ways, and apply his wisdom to your life to reap the benefits of your growing relationship with the one who knows all things. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from June Hunt's Codependency, Balancing an Unbalanced Relationship. And today, they ask the question, what are common codependent relationships? And so they list a few, and point right to marriage, and other relationships. Yeah, there's quite a few actually here. So there you could be a part of all of these, between marriages, parents and children, employees and employers, friends to one another, counselors to counselees, disciples to disciplers. There's all kinds of options in codependency. So if you want to check that out, go to mtforchrist.org. This section I also included, asked the question of what is biblical dependency? And that's our dependence on God. And it does, the one thing I'd like to point out in the resource that I found awesome was the difference between an unhealthy codependent marriage and a healthy interdependent marriage. The healthy interdependent marriage is said to have where each emphasizes the other's strength and encourages the other partner to overcome personal weakness, and where each person encourages the others to be dependent on the Lord while being responsive to the legitimate needs of the other. And so that's it. You know, we encourage each other as marriage partners or partners in life, as friends, to overcome personal weaknesses. And we encourage each other to be dependent on the Lord while being responsive to the other needs of the legitimate needs of other people. So, you know, it's a nice interdependent relationship that we're looking for in our friends and family and marriages. So where God is there, and we rely on him, and we help each other, you know, to grow. That's what discipleship's all about, you know, basically taking the lessons that come from God and applying them to our lives and encouraging each other as we go along the path. So we do that here at mtforchrist.org and the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast by sharing our discipleship lessons that we taught in 2021. They're available on YouTube as well as the podcast. The links for those are on mtforchrist.org. And the classes were Victory Over the Darkness, Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, all available now. And if you want to take a deeper step into those, you can always contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I'd send you the printed materials from those classes free via email. We also obviously encourage the study of God's Word. You know, we have to know the wisdom of God's Word in order to apply it to our lives. So we have to read the book. We have to study the book. And, you know, that book is a living Word that will draw us into a deeper relationship with the Lord. So we encourage that by sharing our Bible study discussion that we do each week with Arthur and Susanna Cincotti. That's called Bible Study with the Cincottis. That's available on the podcast and the blog under Bible Studies with the Cincottis. We have uploaded some on YouTube too, and we'll be continuing to do that in the days ahead. I'm on vacation at the end of the day, and me and my lovely Christian bride are going to be taking a trip to Tampa, God willing, and to enjoy the sights and sounds of a place we've never been before. So we're looking forward to it. We ask for your prayers to guide us to enjoy our first vacation together. So that should be interesting. We just thank you all for listening and your patience with us as we had that problem yesterday. And we're glad you came back to listen, if you did. If not, I guess I'll never know. But we do care so much about sharing the hope of the gospel. And last night's discipleship class via Zoom for Freedom in Christ Ministries and a separate private discipleship session I had before the class really shows me the value of what we teach, and because it's the Lord's wisdom, and the encouragement that we can give each other is just so great, because it can really change people's lives, to have them grow in the fruit of the Spirit. So if I encourage one person, I know that's all I need to do. If nothing else, it encourages me. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you provided us for, provided us with and for, as we know you're directing our path, that you're behind the beginning of history, and you'll be the one that stands at the end of history, because it is your story. Lord, we just pray that you bless us today, and you bless the listeners today, Lord, to come alongside our prayer requests that we've made already, and come alongside the prayer requests of the people listening. Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be upon us and our listeners today as we go about our day, to show us the things we need to know and the things we need to do as we go through this world. Lord, help us to fix those problems that we face without losing our patience or peace or kindness or goodness, gentleness or self-control. Lord, we don't want to do things just to get things that we want. We want to do things that you want us to do. We want to do things in the way that you would have us do them, Lord, because we want to. We know the great value we have from our relationship with you, Lord. We don't want anything to get in the way of that. So we want to get that discernment and understanding of your instructions and to follow them in our lives. So help us and guide us and be with us as we go through our day today. We pray for provision, prosperity, and protection for ourselves and everyone listening today, Lord. And we just thank you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.